If you love me, keep my commandments. Well, greetings to you. This is Steve Clark. It's been a blessing sharing with you this week, and today's my last day. I think I get more out of the times I share than you do. It's been really encouraging to me to see the examples in the Bible of people who were sold out to the Lord, people who did things for Jesus just because they loved him. And you know, I want to express my love for the Lord in a tangible way. I want to love the Lord more because of looking at some of these examples this week. And I just ask myself, how can I do that? How can I show the Lord that I love him? I know that he knows our hearts, but do we know our own hearts? And I just sometimes feel like I just want to express my love to the Lord in a deeper way, and it just doesn't seem to always come out that way. You know, it's kind of like with our wives. If we say, "Oh, honey, I love you," and you know, we say that every day, and that it can actually get to be almost meaningless, unless we express it in tangible ways and things. And I just feel like that is sometimes the way it is with the Lord too. We tell him that we love him, but you know, is it really coming from our heart, or is it coming from just our voice and our mouth and our mind? So it's questions I've been thinking about here in the last couple of days as we've been looking at some of these examples. We looked this week at people who didn't care what the world or the religious community or their own family thought. They were giving all to the Lord. And I'll only share one example is Mary, in a room full of people, poured ointment on Jesus' head and anointed his feet with it, and then wiped his feet with her hair. She loved Jesus, and she didn't care if she would look like a foolish woman. And I'm sure she looked like a foolish woman to all those in the room. But she gave it all. And the disciples said, "Why this waste?" Well, I should back up and say she didn't look foolish to all those in the room, because there was one, Jesus, who didn't think she was foolish at all. She said, "She's doing this and anointing me for my burial." And so he didn't think it was foolish. And that's who we really need to please. We need to please the Lord. So back to my question, how can I show the Lord that I love him? Well, Jesus said, as I quoted when I first started this morning, "If you love me, keep my commandments." That's Jesus' words. "If you love me, keep my commandments." John 14:15. And then a few verses later, he said, "He that has my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him." I'm going to read that again. "He that has my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him." Well, we've been looking at examples in the Bible this week, but today I want to make it very practical for you and for me. Do you keep Christ's commandments? Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Do you keep Christ's commandments? Are there any commandments that you are not keeping? Now, what about going into all the world and preaching the gospel? What about not having bitterness and forgiving people of their sins against you? What about having Calvary-type love that just loves people even when they are doing us wrong? I could go on and on. Are you keeping Christ's commandments? And I didn't say, are you keeping the church's commandments? Now, those can be two different things. They're not always two different things, but they can be two different things. And it was that way in Jesus' day. The Pharisees had their rules. They were the church back then. They were the religious community. They were the church, the Jewish synagogue, and all of the rules that the Pharisees and the and the Sadducees and all of those religious sects had. And they had their rules, and Jesus was often not in very good standing with them because he would break their rules. His disciples were eating without washing their hands, and he got in trouble for it, and many of those kind of things. I don't have time to go through them, but think about it. He was always, not always, but he was oftentimes breaking their commandments, the church's commandments. But I want to remind you that he just did what the Father told him to do. He was led by the Holy Spirit. So when he broke the Pharisees' rules, it was not, it was the Holy Spirit who led him in that way. And Jesus was God come in the flesh. And he wasn't afraid to break the church's rules because they were... they weren't right, and he wanted to set righteousness. He wanted to be righteous, and he wanted to set a way of righteousness there. So how can I show the Lord that I love him? Well, by keeping his commandments. And here's another, I'm going to read out of Matthew 25, and starting with verse 31, and it says, when the Son of Man, and this is kind of a different point here, keeping his commandments, but it's actually the same point because these are his commandments. And so here in Matthew 25:31, it says, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was a hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, in so much as you have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me. And so when we live our lives for others, when we give ourselves for others, we are giving ourselves to the Lord. We are loving the Lord, and we are serving the Lord, and we're keeping his commandments by serving others in this way. Those who are hurting, the fatherless, the widows, the people in prison, the strangers, the helping people who are hurting, and things like that. And it's not just a social gospel. It's not just doing good to people, but it's also sharing Christ with them. And telling them about the Lord and how they can be saved and how they can come to him and have eternal life. They can have their sins forgiven and all of those things. And it's done in this way. When we do it to the least of those, we've done it unto the Lord. And I want to close here today with a poem. And maybe you've heard this poem before. It's called Others. And it was written back in, sometime it says, between 1890 and 1902. And the author is Charles D. Miggs. I'm not sure if I pronounce that right. But it says, Lord, help me live from day to day in such a self-forgetful way that even when I kneel to pray, my prayer shall be for others. Help me in all the work I do to ever be sincere and true. and know that all I'll do for you must needs be done for others. Let self be crucified and slain, and buried deep and all in vain. May efforts be to rise again, unless to live for others. And when my work on earth is done, and my new work in heaven begun, may I forget the crown I've won while thinking still of others. Others, Lord, yes, others, let this my motto be. Help me to live for others, that I may live like thee. So that's my encouragement to us today, where we can make the teaching this this week, the daily inspiration this week, very practical as we look at as we serve the Lord Jesus Christ, keeping His commandments and living for others, not living for ourselves and not trying to please ourselves, but living for others. So may God bless you. Thanks for listening. If you want to leave us a voicemail, we'd love to hear from you. Maybe you have a prayer request, or we can encourage you somehow. You can do that by pressing 099 on your phone and leave a message. We get very few messages, but I know there's lots of people listening. We know the numbers that are listening. Lots of people are listening, but we get very few messages. So just encourage you, leave us a message, 099, and it would be an encouragement to us. Thank you. God bless you.